This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Barbara Keogh, K-E-O-G-H, Barbara B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 3/18/1933. Date of service is 5/16/2024. Miss Q is a very pleasant 91-year-old female. History of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Admitted after she suffered a fall. She had a CT scan of the head, which showed left periventricular hemorrhage. No evidence of hydrocephalus or cerebral edema. Also, the CAT scan did show encephalomalacia. CT spine was negative. Patient had tripped and fell, hitting the left side of her face. She had significant periorbital edema and ecchymosis. No evidence of any facial fractures. She has been on Xarelto for atrial fibrillation, as well as had history of type 2 diabetes mellitus. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Neurosurgery was consulted. Patient was being monitored closely. Patient did receive Kcentra to reverse the effects of Xarelto. Xarelto was held. CT head in the morning was repeated. Patient was being monitored closely, continued on other medications. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she's been feeling well. She denies any complaints of headaches or blurring of vision. She denies any complaints of pain on her face. Overall, has been feeling well. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. History of previous CVA, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, non-contributory. Social histories, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies reviewed and as documented in EHR. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of CVA. No fall. She does have history of fall, recent history of intraparenchymal hemorrhage. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of fall, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal except for bruising on the left side of the face and periorbital edema. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. No edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression number one. Left periventricular intraparenchymal hemorrhage, next atrial fibrillation, next history of fall, next history of CVA, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next orthostatic hypotension, next left periorbital edema / ecchymosis, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her sugars. Her Xarelto has been on hold. We'll continue. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Martha DeWolf, DeWolf, Martha, Martha. Date of birth is 3/25/1940. Date of service. Date of service is 5/20/2024. Ms. DeWolf is a very pleasant 84-year-old female. With history of cognitive decline, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, restless leg syndrome, history of osteoporosis and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital with complaints of dizziness / vertigo. Patient also had problems with decreased hearing on the right side. Patient was not sure how she fell. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Her blood pressures were stable. Her blood pressure was elevated. Chest X-ray showed no acute process. CT of the head without any acute findings. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis without any occult source of infection. She had severe coronary artery calcification as well as a large hiatal hernia. She was admitted to the hospital. CT angio of the head and neck was done. showed no significant narrowing, occlusion, or convincing evidence of acute dissection. CT of the head also was unremarkable. Patient was being monitored. She was somewhat hypothermic, but it did improve. She did receive one dose of vancomycin and cefepime, but subsequently it was held. Patient was being monitored closely. She was subsequently doing better. Her hearing still was affected, with decrease in the hearing on the right side. It was felt that her vertigo was most likely peripheral in etiology with benign positional vertigo. She was started on meclizine. MRI brain was done, which was negative for any stroke or masses. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation for therapy. At the present time, she is sitting up in the chair, states she is feeling well. She does complaints of having hearing loss on the right side. She denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She denies any further episode of being dizzy or lightheaded. No other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, and restless leg syndrome. Past surgical history includes hysterectomy and oophorectomy. Social history: smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system: cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does complaints of hearing loss, history of dizziness / vertigo, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and active to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, dizziness / vertigo, next, hearing loss. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, restless leg syndrome, next, DJD, treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. I've suggested that she see ENT for the hearing loss. Family is going to make arrangements. We'll continue her other medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat good and drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.